You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And as Ashraf alluded to a little earlier, we got an announcement over the weekend that was quite a developing story around Shell considering disinvesting out of South Africa and winding up that investment. We've since gotten more confirmation that that seems to be the case, including a statement from Shell themselves that we'll get into in a little bit. But we're going to look at this and just what's been happening in the investment landscape. And I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at the Black Business Council, Nkanki Matabane. Ntate Matabane, thanks for the time. Good evening. Let's start by looking at the Shell conversation, and we'll look at the other investment conversations around that. Shell last week announced very, very strong first quarter numbers. Earnings were higher than expected, hitting some $7.7 billion, and still they've decided to disinvest from South Africa. Why now?
Good evening, Jimmy, and the listeners, and thank you very much for having us. I think the Shell one, maybe let's get to what we know about their disagreements with their B shareholder. So at some stage, their B investors bought, I think more than 20 years ago, bought 28% of Shell. And they decided, I think 2 or 3 years ago, to say they want to sell part of their 28%. And remember, in BEE investments, there are always these lock-in clauses, but they are usually like 5, 7, 10 years lock-in clauses where a BEE shareholder is not allowed to sell. And I think they are saying because if they sell, then it means the company will then want to, will have to get another BEE investor. So Shell, if you look at the relationship between Shell and Teva, for where we're sitting, I think it looks like there's been a very successful relationship. But the dispute, as far as we know, is when Teva wanted to sell part of its 28%, and then there was a valuation that was done. And then apparently then Shell said, no, the 28% is worth zero. And that's where the challenge happened, because as you are saying, Shell made so much money even in the past year. How can the 28% worth zero? So if 28% is worth zero, it means also the 100% or the remainder that is owned by Shell must be zero. And apparently then what has happened, the auditing firms, part of their shareholders agreement, the four auditing firms, big ones, were supposed to be in case there are conflicts, they're supposed to mediate, but unfortunately all of them are conflicted. I think they're doing business one or the other with any of the two. So that's where we are. I think that's where we need to start, because without the context, people will just say Shell wants to leave South Africa and then it's a bad thing.
I agree. Context is quite important. And to your point around that, obviously, this is a significant conversation as well, because if Shell, from their perspective, does decide on their books to write down the investment in their book down to zero and they're valuing it at zero, then it does obviously affect Tebe as the other shareholder. At the same time, there's the argument that there are 600 plus outlets within South Africa, which means there are physical assets here. There must be some form of value that can be attached to that. But more importantly, what does that then mean for a new shareholder that comes in? And we'll come back to that in a second. But I want to look at the other developments around South Africa, right? So Anglo American as well, coming through, announcing that they are looking at buying up, or BHP rather, coming through, announcing they're looking to buy up Anglo American, but they don't want the South African assets. That's the one side of it. Then today, BNP Paribas, the French bank, after 12 years, announcing they're leaving South Africa. Volkswagen last a couple of weeks ago, announcing they're not going to be building their EVs in South Africa. It starts to look like a pattern of not investing in South Africa. Is that the case? Because the president went on a big investment drive, and I know the Black Business Council supported that as well, and we did raise investment commitments. What is the state at the moment of investments within South Africa from international companies, and what is the honest opinion out there?
Yeah, from our view, I think this is just a coincidence. I don't think there's a drive from many companies to move away from South Africa. I think it just basically happened to happen at the same time. And again, I think investment decisions are made on a daily basis. But my suspicion is that probably Shell is a tactic that they are adopting. They are crying for help. They are trying to maybe catch attention of the state for the state to intervene. The same as SVW, because remember, all these companies that are in South Africa, automotive ones, they are getting a huge amount of money and subsidies from South African government. They are not necessarily here doing us a favor. They are here because they are benefiting from the huge investment that we're making as South Africans.
Mm.
So I suspect they're just, it's just a strategy to grab attention. I don't think there's a deliberate, coordinated drive from many big companies to move from South Africa. And decisions are made on a regular basis by investors to say, do we want to be in South Africa? Do you want to be in China? Do you want to be there? Do you want to be there? And it happens all the time. So I think people are just making a big deal out of nothing.
Hanke, I want to play something for you that we got from Shell. We reached out to Shell to ask them to provide us with some commentary or some thoughts around the developments from their perspective. And I just want to play a clip for you, and I'll get your thoughts on it afterwards.
Shell has undertaken a comprehensive review of the downstream and renewable businesses across all regions and markets. This is in line with Shell's forecast on performance, discipline, and simplification. As a result of this review, Shell has decided to reshape the downstream portfolio and intends to divest our shareholding in Shell Downstream South Africa. Considering Shell Downstream South Africa's well-known history, this decision was definitely not taken lightly. Over more than 120 years in South Africa, Shell has built a huge legacy that we are all proud of. We have made a significant contribution to nation building by powering lives through our people, our products and services, promoting equity and inclusion, and making a positive impact on society through our social investment program. We have also built one of South Africa's most recognizable and loved brands. During this process, we will work to preserve Shell's downstream South Africa's operating capabilities, maintain the Shell brand presence, and secure the best possible outcome for our people and customers in South Africa under the new ownership.
So Shell making a very clear statement here that they were around, they acknowledge the legacy and the history of 120 years of operating in South Africa, and they will continue to support whatever's happening from a transitionary point of view. But there was also a separate announcement that went through Reuters earlier today that Shell is also disinvesting from Malaysia and looking to sell out to Saudi Aramco. Hanke, if you are in the petroleum space at the moment, we've seen refineries close in South Africa. We've seen now this disinvestment. Is this opportunity for one of the other players to come into the space and take up what Shell is willing to let go of? How does the transition happen so that the new owners or whoever they might be still see value in the South African investment and therefore even put more than what Shell might have put in over the last 100 years?
Yes, remember the market for a lot of industries or sections of industries in South Africa is well concentrated. So if you look at the petroleum industry, the downstream one, there will be probably about like four or so that own almost 90-something% of the sector. So there are always going to be other investors who are interested to come to South Africa, but they couldn't come because if there were four big ones, there was no space for another big one. So we think, for example, the Saudis and others will be interested in coming to South Africa. They've been knocking on the doors anyway for some time. So we don't think there's going to be any crisis. And then we like what Shell is doing to preserve the market and preserve the jobs, because we've got a job crisis in South Africa. But we think the transition should be smooth. Another investor will come and life will continue. We don't think there's a crisis.
Certainly no crisis in the latest developments. We'll leave it at that. Hanky, thanks so much for those insights. Hanky Matabane, CEO of the Black Business Council, sharing his thoughts on the Shell announcement that they will be disinvesting from South Africa's downstream businesses.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.